Let's take item number four, please.
Request of David Keith Davis to address council regarding homeless state of emergency.
Morning.
So I'm here representing Multnomah County Cop Watch and also Fight the Sweeps. I see a lot of these sweeps still going on, and I think a lot of it is because of you still have city contracts with Clean and Safe and Pacific Patrol and all these other different groups like Positive Action Cleaning and all this other stuff, and I think that's conflicting with the homeless state of emergency. So I don't know how you guys are going to handle this, but you need to cancel your contracts or alter them, and so homeless people aren't getting swept through these old existing contracts. And also, everyone's all patting you guys on the back for letting one more city-sanctioned homeless camp stay at Hazelnut Grove, which is, only has a capacity of 40 people. That's hardly worth a big amount of praise if that's all you've done in the last, years of your office, when you've basically overpriced the city for a lot of people. And, so it's hardly making a dent. And I hope you'll start opening at least 5 or 10 more city-sanctioned homeless camps and actually really make a dent instead of a minor league little dent, And also, the Hazelnut Grove situation, I saw it actually expands city land and you guys get ODOT land, and then it expands your police powers to evict the homeless campers that aren't on the Hazelnut Grove turf. And basically, the Hazelnut Grove camp is already on city land, so I kind of see it as an illegal ODOT land grab to expand police powers. And there's a lot of different things you could do to actually change the situation with homelessness. There's a thing called hot teams in other cities where they send out homeless outreach teams with various agencies when they go out with the police and have contact with homeless people, and they offer them services and other stuff. And by people constantly being swept around, it really makes it hard for service agencies to actually go provide services to the homeless people when they can't even find the people they're trying to service, And there's another thing also, If you guys are going to have the police do a lot of outreach and contact with homeless people all the time, you might want to train them too in actually knowing how to navigate the social services of our city. Because they give out these little green pamphlets that have about 9 addresses on it, and that's about all they do. And,
Thanks, good suggestion.
If you actually get some people to train them, so they actually know the various services and how, because, Cascadia is good for mental health, Join's good for people that have jobs, Clean and Safe's good for, Central City Concern, they're good for people that have drug addictions that are willing to jump through the hoops. And, the police don't really know much of that stuff.
David, good suggestion. Thank you.
And they need
to
know, like,
you need to close now.
They need to know, details so they can actually be a better service.
Okay, good. Thank you very much.